Proclamation number 8216, dated the July 16th, 1962. The transformation of the original spirit into creations. My word shall bring ye clarity. It shall answer questions and solve problems which you are unable to solve intellectually yourselves. You shall become knowledgeable if you desire to know. You shall be educated in all truth. For I want to give you light and illuminate your spirit, so that you do not continue to live in darkness and damage your soul. For I want to save it for all eternity. My immense love only ever wants your soul's salvation because I long for your return, for unity with you, which requires the perfection of your soul. You once came forth from me in all perfection, for I created you as my images, as utmost perfect beings, as miniatures of myself and yet of the same quality. Because your fundamental element was love, since you came forth from the original source of love, which created vessels for itself in order to emanate itself into the vessels, in order to let the strength of love continually flow into these created beings. These beings, my images, were pure love. They were my radiated strength of love, which could indeed perceive and behold each other, but they were unable to behold me myself from whom they originated, because I was the original fullness of strength of love myself, which they could not see or they would have ceased to exist. For I had externalized them as tiniest sparks, as independent beings, as I have already explained to you several times, although, as a purely spiritual process, it will never be quite understood by you humans on Earth. But since these beings were independent entities endowed with free will and a lot of strength and light at their disposal due to the fact that they were constantly permeated by the flow of my love's strength, I could not prevent them from misusing their free will such that they turned away from me, that they, when faced by their test of will to acknowledge me as their God and Creator, denied me this acknowledgement. They turned to my first created being, Lucifer, who was visible to them and whose beauty stood out in brilliant radiance, and rejected the emanation of my love's strength, which meant that they distanced themselves ever more from me as the primary source of light and strength. This process, too, has been explained to you humans time and again as far as I could make it understandable to you. But now you should know that although my externalized living creations could indeed change themselves into the opposite, they could not perish but continue to exist and will continue to exist for all eternity. The being's fundamental substance was love, thus strength which, according to eternal law, has to be active. It cannot remain inactive forever. Due to the ever-increasing distance from me as a result of rejecting my emanation of love, my created original being's spiritual substance became solid, and thus these beings became incapable of working and becoming active. And so I dissolved the original spirits. I transformed the beings which were my once externalized emanated strength, and creation came into being, in which the strength could work again, thus become active in accordance with my will. Consequently, you can rightly say that the whole of creation consists of original spirits transformed by my will. The same strength which I emanated in form of self-aware beings were now changed into other forms, into works of creation of every kind. I then assigned a task to every work of creation, and thus the original spiritual substance, dissolved in particles, now passes through all creations and serves me in the law of compulsion. The strength becomes active in relation to my will, because strength must become effective in line with fundamental law. Always consider that the first created spiritual entities were my emanated strength, irrespective of whether they were dissolved or joined together again after an endless time, The first created spirit will not cease to exist, but it will return to me again one day without fail. But then it will be the same being again that had originated from me. On its path of return to me, it passed through all creations and finally enters the form of the human being, as is soul. The last brief stretch of the path when it is to achieve unity with me again, when it is to consciously accept the emanation of my love again, because voluntary return to me requires the original spirit to relinquish his resistance to the emanation of my love's strength. Then it will once again be the godlike living creation, my image, the fallen original spirit, the perfectly created being. But now it will have achieved its perfection again entirely of its own free will, and therefore it will be able to unite with me again and remain united with me forever. Amen.